Hello, Jared. Good morning to you. The historic Ball State season comes to an end at the NCAA Regional with LBC's Monday Morning News, Steve Lindell. The Ball State baseball team lost 13-5 to West Virginia, eliminated from the tournament, finished the season 36-23 record. Indiana 9, both directions between US 35 and Indiana 37. Marion Area Road is closed. Emergency repairs in progress until June 10th at about noon. NDOT didn't specify what was being fixed. The story behind the story. This week begins the latest round of mentorship jobs for Muncie kids. Here's Jason Haney.
We're thrilled to be a part of this program. Eco Rehab has been around for 14 years as a Ball State immersive learning course is how we got our start. So education has always been at the forefront of what we do. And the last few years, we've run a program called STEP, Skilled Trades Education Program, which is now part of a youth build, many other organizations in town. And we take those youth 16 to 24 and help teach them construction skills and get a job out in the real world.
That from the new WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show recently. It's our Monday preview now.
The week ahead.
Monday, a couple of visitors to the White House. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen will meet with President Biden. The president will also welcome Super Bowl 57 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Also Monday, Apple begins its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Tuesday, the 2024 Republican presidential field adds another candidate. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be announcing his bid in New Hampshire. Wednesday, two more GOP candidates for president jump into the race. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is expected to announce in his state, while former Vice President Mike Pence will be making an announcement in Iowa. Thursday, unreleased Prince music will premiere at the Paisley Park celebration. The busy week at the White House continues. President Biden will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. They're also expected to hold a joint press conference. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
And two things you didn't know yesterday. The official state drink of Nebraska is Kool-Aid. And it's believed to be the world's first online wedding held on a CompuServe CB channel in 1983. A rule that some thought was common sense coming to the state fair, that and national next on LBC.